Stockholm Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, April the 9th, 1906, James Fraser, accountant, publisher, and entrepreneur, died in Barbados, aged 86. James Fraser was the son of an apothecary named Henry Fraser, who died when he was just 8 years old. The death of James's father left his widowed mother to raise 9 children on her own. The need to support the family cut short young James's schooling, and he went out to work as a messenger at the age of 10. Later, he was promoted by his employer to the position of apprentice bookkeeper. According to the family history, he made up for his lack of formal education by becoming a voracious reader, and in his 20s set up his own business as an accountant, doing the books for several plantations. He also opened a stationery, bookbindery, and print shop in the family home located at 14 Broad Street. He was said to be a typical Victorian businessman in his views and deportment, in that he was hard-working, narrow, rigid, and straight-laced, and disapproved of luxury and ostentation. His business ventures prospered, and in June 1852, he and his partner James Barclay bought the West Indian newspaper from its previous publisher, James Young Edgehill. They published the newspaper twice weekly from Fraser's print shop at threepence an issue, until Barclay, who had taken the role of chief editor, died in 1885. As he developed his successful business career, Fraser became a Freemason, and eventually rose to the position of Master of the Albion Lodge in Barbados. He also married in 1854 at the St. Thomas Church to a young woman named Margaret Elizabeth Field, who was 12 years his junior. While still a teenager, Margaret had been the subject of an embarrassing law case in Barbados. Her father successfully sued Edmund Newton for breach of promise in 1851 after he had asked for Margaret's hand in marriage, then absconded to England. Marriage to the highly respectable James Fraser must have seemed a good way for her to escape the gossip and put that humiliation behind her. James Fraser's Victorian sensibilities included a conviction about the efficacy of physical exercise, so he organized bathing trips for their children to the beach at Fontebelle and the Crane, an unusual practice in Barbados in those days. He also ensured that all his children were well educated and had an appreciation of the arts. His first son, Austin, qualified as a doctor in Edinburgh, but died young of tuberculosis. His third son, Henry, the grandfather of our own Sir Henry Fraser, became the first, and for many years, the only qualified dentist in Barbados. In 1862, the family had moved from Broad Street and found a new home at a house called Seaview on Bishop's Court Hill. James Fraser, Victorian businessman, died there on this day in 1906. He is buried in the Westbury Cemetery.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.